This opportunity to give a share about Purim. A few interesting things that I came together. A lot of different inyanim, and I'm going to move very briefly from one to the other. But each one within itself could be very much expanded upon, and I'm sure in your intoxicated state you'll be able to do so. There's a Hashem. As follows, Mordechai. Mordechai was one of the greatest Nevi'im. He was a Rosh Sanhedrin, or one of the Sanhedrin, or the highest in the Sanhedrin. He's mentioned in the Mishnah, it says Petachia. A very, very colorful, very phenomenal person. But I'd like to focus on how great he was, what his powers were, and what his strength was that gave him the ability to reach where he reached. The Gemara says, Homan min ha-Torah minayin. And the Gemara gives a very, very loose connection. Hamin ha-Eitz hazeh. Is it from this tree? Homan hamin ha-Eitz hazeh. Mordechai min ha-Torah minayin. Where is Mordechai? Mordechai is one of the things that use next week's parasha for Shemin HaMishkal, right? And it's Mordechai. The Talmud says Mordechai. So how does that Mordechai, Mordechai, how does that fit in, and what exactly goes on over there? Also, we all know the famous Arizal. The Arizal says Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. There's two parts. There's Derech Klan every Yontiv. There's a Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lashem. Yom Kippur is very much Chetzi Lashem. Yom Kippur, Yom Purim is Yachetzi Lachem. I like to put all those things together. So, firstly, let's see how the Megillus Esther introduces us to the central character of the Megillah. The Pasuk says in Megillus Esther, and that's a Pasuk that we all say, one of the Pasukim we all say together, Ish Yehudi Yehoye B'Shushan Habira. This is in Perik Beis Pasuk, hey, Ish Yehudi Yehoye B'Shushan Habira. There's an Ish Yehudi, a man, Yehudi Asher B'Shushan Habira, Ushmei Mordechai Ben Yoy Ben Shimei Ben Kish Ish Yemini. So his tribe was an Ish Yemini. He was a Binyamini. Yeah, he was from Binyamin. But the first way that you describe describe Mordechai is Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi, I am a Jewish man. I am a Jew. Ish Yehudi. I am somebody who is responsible. I am somebody who represents Klal Yisrael. I may have my own divisions, and I may have who I am within my family, but number one, I am a public servant. I am an Ish Yehudi. I represent Klal Yisrael. And you see that later on, again and again, when Perek Gimel, Achad Varim Eile, Gidol HaMelech HaKhshirish, as Haman Ben Amdoso, and Haman became great, V'chol Abdi HaMelech, Ashvisha HaMelech, Koyim Mishrach, and all bowed down to Haman. And Mordechai didn't, V'yem Abdi HaMelech, Ashvisha HaMelech, Mordechai, Madu Ato Eivet Mitzvah HaMelech, why don't you? And every day, and he says, Ki Higid Lahem Ashehu Yehudi. He told them, and we find again and again this concept of Mordechai making it very clear that what he's doing is not something that is his own personal decision. It is something he's doing because this is a Jewish principle. He's representing Klal Yisrael. Mordechai, in who he was a person who represented Klal Yisrael and made that important. Just by the way, can you imagine how the reform or the conservative would view a fanatical man like Mordechai who's stirring up trouble with the government? It would be a bit more diplomatic. Sit the Shah Melech, and you're representing Jews. We have other forms, other streams of Judaism that doesn't agree with you, right? And we don't stand for what Mordechai is. He's an extremist. He is causing, he's antagonizing Haman ben Amdoso to do this, and all this happened because of him. And we see how foolish that is. That in fact, Ashehu Yehudi was a fact that he had the ability, through his koyach of representing Jewish leadership and representing the values of Yiddishkeit, that he was somebody who could bring everyone together to a level of achdus that was not even seen at the time of Har Sinai. And Har Sinai, they had the achdus of Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. They were one, but that was done by kfir. He had to force them. At the time, Mordechai was greater in a way that he was able to unite Klal Yisrael, who are Am Mefuzel Mefora. They started off, they were very, very splintered and very segregated. And he was able to bring them all together through the whole ma'isa of Ashuhu Yehudi, that I'm representing Jewish leadership and what I am, to bring them all together and to reach levels that they were accepting of the Torah ba'ahavo. Now listen to this very, very beautiful vot. The Reb Neventhal says in the Sefer that what was the, it says over here, he brings a Rambam and he says, the Rambam says in Hilchus Tshuva Gimel Aloch Yud Aleph, Hapoyresh Medarki Hatzibur Afa Pi Shrei Ova Averis Ela Nivdal Ma'adas Yisrael Ukeila Einoi Mehem Einoi Chelek L'Olam Habo. A person may be a glatt kosher Jew, keeping every single halach in Shulchan Aruch with all the diktukim, but if he does not feel that he is a ish Yehudi, if he does not feel responsible and he does not feel part of Klal Yisrael, then he einoi chelek l'olam haba. The strongest possible value that Mordechai has was that he felt that I'm an ish Yehudi. I am responsible and I have to represent and lead in that way. And he says very, very beautifully, and he says that ultimately is the concept of the mitzvahs we have on Purim. On Purim, we have mitzvahs that are the main mitzvahs, as you know, Megillah, Sudas Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Evyonim. He says, when Purim, we have, listen to this character, beautiful vote. He says, on Purim we have where we receive the Torah again, anew. And he says, each one of those particular mitzvahs represents a different element of what we have within this Torah, Ben Adam Nechaveri, and within the Torah. He said, for example, Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a very basic text that you read out, and everybody's reading out exactly the same. It may be a bit longer, or maybe a bit shorter, the way it's read, but everyone is reading out the same text. Mikra Megillah represents what we have as Torah Shebichsav, Torah that we got from our Rebbe's. Torah that we have, which is a fixed date, it's a learning, a fixed date, and that is what we have on Torah, on Purim. We celebrate our Messiah of Limud Torah that we've got all the way from Sinai, and that we know, which is a fixed thing, by representing that in reading Mikra Megillah. He says, Seudas Purim, what's Seudas Purim about? Seudas Purim is keneged mash odom masig atoy bekoiches atzmoy. That is what a person is able to reach levels where he works with himself. Like a Seuda, unless you work on a Seuda, you have absolutely nothing. There's nothing prepared for you unless you work for it. So do with certain parts of learning, unless you work and you immerse yourself and you bring yourself to levels where you yourself get out of it what you're not taught, you'll never get that level. And that the level of reaching that, of self-learning, that is represented by a celebration, by the Seudas Purim. Then is Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is, it says, Hu'inin Hanlimud B'chabura. You can't give Mishloach Manos to yourself. You need other people to give it over to. And that is learning with the Chabura, learning with the Chavrusa. The Chazal say, Ha'friya Ha'hadodis. He talks about Shmir So Oizen, and that is a concept of working together with other people to bring out the best in each other, to contradict each other, to answer each other's questions, to challenge each other, and that is the idea of Mishloach Manos. And finally, Matanos Yevyonim is helping those people who never do not have the ability to learn themselves. Those people who are not able to focus on learning, people not able to understand the learning, and to go along and help them with their learning, that is Matanos Yevyonim. So he brings that the Rambam quotes that mitzvah lahabois matanos evyonim is more important than Seudas Purim. It's better to give more matanos evyonim than Seudas Purim. So he said the idea behind that is the responsibility that we have for Klal Yisrael to go out and make sure other people learn and other people understand and other people have the basic understandings of learning is more important than our own focused learning ourselves on the levels of learning that we can reach ourselves. So Purim and Mordechai and the levels that he brought Klal Yisrael represented itself in the different mitzvahs of Torah, receiving the Torah, and responsibilities we have for Klal Yisrael. And I want to go through some very, very interesting, fascinating diyukim that the Mefarshim have in the very careful values that Mordechai has in knowing where his responsibilities lie. And this is a fascinating verse I saw from his Nine Torah, the Rav Sirotskin. He says that later things got very, very rough. Mordechai hears what's going on, and he hears that Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael is falling apart, and it's dealing here with mass annihilation, dealing with the Holocaust, like the worst we've ever possibly seen. So what does he do? So he calls Mordechai Yoda Eskola Sha'osa Perik Dalad, and Vayu Basak Ve'efa, and Yitzhak Kudoyla, etc., etc. Then he said, Vatikra Esther Hasoch, So Esther calls Hasoch. Vayetzah Hasoch and Mordechai goes to Mordechai. Asher lefnei Shah Melech. Vayagil le Mordechai is kol asher kira'o. Mordechai tells exactly what's going on, and he tells him the terrible things, Hashem Lahara, etc., etc. Vayovei Hasoch vayagil le Esther to Mordechai. Hasoch, who's Hasoch? One of the sorim went along and told Esther. Vatoyim Esther Hasoch vatzeh Mordechai. And backwards and forwards, this Hasoch is being used. Rabbi Yisai, we're dealing here with a very delicate, extremely delicate diplomatic mission. If this works, then Klal Yisrael gets saved. If this doesn't work, Klal Yisrael, all of them, get killed. Mordechai is passionate. Mordechai is a leader. Mordechai knows what has to be done. He is now trying to rope in Esther to do something which is extremely complicated, difficult, and dangerous. It could be she'll be killed as well. Unless you call to the Melech, you get killed. So why didn't Mordechai go and speak to Esther directly? Why did Mordechai take his clothing off of Sakva Efer and go along and call Esther and say, I want to meet with you? And she can meet with him, okay, in a private place that nobody knows, and meet with him and have a discussion with him and tell him, listen, I've got a very, very dangerous mission. Revach Vatzala Lama La Yehudim, even though we really got to save them, come along, I need you. Why did this all go through Hasoch? Says Oznayim Retorah, because Mordechai understood that by taking off his clothes and making himself for one moment different from the rest of Klal Yisrael, who sak ve'efer, is not within his ishtadlus. They're all sitting there with sakvi tanisoi. They're all fasting. They're all got sackcloth on them. Mordechai can't go with sackcloth and speak to Esther because he can't go to Shah Melech. So what's he going to do? What's that? Yeah, Mordechai, he says, a second. Sorry, they weren't fasting. But v'yubba sak ve'efer. One second. Yeah, that's true. Correct. Yeah, in the context of Shah Melech, but. One second. Yeah, Sak ve'efer yutzal arabim. Sak ve'efer yutzal arabim, which people, sorry, what went fast me? Sak ve'efer yutzal arabim, which people were all wearing Sak ve'efer. They were in terrible levels of mourning. Right? Sak ve'efer yutzal arabim, that's brought in the pasuk. So Mordechai is going to remove that sakva efer and get dressed into his better suit in order to see the queen. It is not worthwhile leaving behind Klal Yisrael for one moment and not being part of the Tsar. That is not part of my ishtadlus. What's going to happen? It will happen, the Beit Shalom will look after it. But I am part of Klal Yisrael. I am not making myself aloof or more special or being detached from Klal Yisrael for one moment. That's not part of my ishtadlus. That's not part of being a leader. Part of being a leader is not standing in front and being different and leading from the front. It's being amongst Klal Yisrael and feeling their pain, feeling who they are, being one of them, and that is what Rabbi Yishonah wants from me. And you see, fascinating, later on in the Megiddo, we see that Mordechai is a big hero. He's put on the horse, and he's got, you know, the crown, and he's got a kocha yeoseh, and he got Haman doing it. What does the Pasuk say straight afterwards? The Pasuk says straight afterwards, Vayoshev Mordechai Shah Melech. You went back to the Shah Melech, says the Gemara in Megillah, El Sakai Vatanisoi. He got straight off the horse and he went straight back to Sakai Vatanisoi. What are you so worried about? You're not killed. Hey, Haman won't kill you. Sakai Vatanisoi. He went straight back. He is part of Klal Yisrael. Now, so that was Mordechai. Mordechai was about being part of Klal Yisrael and not detaching himself for a moment. Mordechai Minator Menayim. Mordechai Minator Menayim. So the Mefarshim explain is from Mor Deroi, Mor Dachya. Now what is Mor Deroi? Anyone know what Mor is?
Spice.
Mor, is it animal based? Is it plant based?
Plant based.
So it's a very interesting machlokus, and many people explain it to be musk. Musk comes from a deer. Musk comes from a deer. What is Mor Deroi? Mor Deroi is a wild deer. It's a wild deer. You get deers that are domesticated, and you get wild deer. So Mordechai, he was described as Mor Deroi, as a wild deer. Where do you get that from? What's pshat in that? So listen to this very beautiful vort. Ksav Sofer says, the Homo Minator Minayim. At the end of the Megillah, it says, it finishes off, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai HaYehudi, Mishne LeMelech HaChashverus, the second in command, even higher than Haman was. The God of Yehudim, and he was great to his brothers. Verotzui leroiv echov, and he was favored to many of to right to majority. Yeah. Doirish toiv le'amoi v'doiv shalom l'chol zaroi, and he is doirish toiv to his people and doirish shalom l'chol zaroi. What's a roiv echov? Says the Gemara, because they separated from him mixa Sanhedrin. But loy l'chol echov, says Rashi. Manam eich shapiru shumim and mixa Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin separated himself. Why? The fee shall also curb the malchus. We started working in politics. For hoya bottle mitamudoi, and he stopped learning as much. Rabbi say it's the last pasuk in Megillas Esther. Yeah, we're just before Shoshanas Yaakov. We're just about the whole shul's about to erupt in song. And we're talking about the values of Mordechai. So why do you have to take away the thing about Chai Hodim Mishnah? Give it to him. Give it to the man. Yeah, he saved Klal Yisrael. He's a Mishnah Lemelech, a Kiddush Hashem. He stood up for Klal Yisrael and his values. What's the Rotzel Aroi Vechov? What's the day behind that? Yeah, not everyone liked him. Why do you say? Why do you bring this in? It's, you know, it's almost, it's a real typical, you know, Jewish thing. But it didn't hear Psukim here. Yeah, why did Pesach do that? Says Ksav Sefer. This shows godless. This shows godless on the side of Mordechai. He was now Mishnah Lemelech. He could force anybody to do whatever he wanted them to do. You don't want to keep a mitzvah, we will fine you. You don't keep this mitzvah, we will imprison you. He has ability to forcefully make every single person keep every single one of the mitzvahs. Came along to Sanhedrin and said, Rabbi Mordechai, it's an opportunity. Klal Yisrael was such a low level of ruchnius. Now Baruch Hashem, have them where they want. Make laws to force Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah. You're in control. Put policemen out there. Make sure they keep every single mitzvah. Mordechai said, no way. No way. That's not the way to keep the Torah. Keeping the Torah is making people love Yiddishkeit, not ramming it down their throats. And there, a lot of people separated from him. Yeah, that's what Pasuk says. Verotzi l'roi vechov. A lot of people disagreed with him. But says Mordechai, you're wrong. Doiresh toiv la'amoi. You got to give good drashas. You got to give good drashas la'amoi. V'doiv v'shalom l'chol zaroi. And speak peacefully l'chol zaroi. That is what you have to do. You've got to speak in a way that is peaceful, that a way that is that brings Klal Yisrael up. A musk, a perfume, yeah, it's from perfume from a deer. He says there's a big difference between a deer that's domesticated, that is closed in, that is confined. That's not as good as a deer that is wild, that can do things himself, and you take him and you bring out a better perfume. If a Jew is not confined and put in into a level that he cannot possibly keep the can't do Averis. No, he can do Averis, but you give him the understanding of how beautiful Torah is. You make him a wild deer. The best perfume comes from wild deers that you train in, that you bring in. Mordechai represented Mor Dror. He represented this perfume that comes from allowing to be a little bit more open. But Doirish Toy, if you give the right droshes, the Chol Zari, then everything comes together again. Mordechai though had other similarities. So the Medrash brings down Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of similarities. He was Magaya, a lot of the similarities. What was the other similarities? He says a Ksav Seif, another vote. He says they had a lot of similarities, but one could expect though they had a lot of enemies as well. Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of enemies. Everyone said, look at Moshe Rabbeinu, he's doing it all for himself. Ah, look at his thighs, how thick they are. He's taking all the Jewish money. Mordechai as well. They said Mordechai is doing it for himself. Mordechai now is Mishnah Melech. He's just looking after himself. He's not doing it for sake of Klal Yisrael. And what happened? And he had a lot of enemies. A lot of people separated from him. Ah, Mordechai is a politician. We know what politics are like. You know what power corrupts. We're not interested in this person. Right? And what happens with all that? Moshe Rabbeinu after the Egel, when clearly they celebrated that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. They were celebrating, they were singing and dancing when they heard Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for all of them. Mordechai as well, even though Rotzel Arev Echov, even though a lot of people, he had a lot of enemies when he became powerful, people were jealous of him, still Doirish Toiv La'amoi, but Doirish Olam L'chol Zarei. Every single person he cared for, every single person he was Doirish Toiv enemies, as far as he was concerned. This Rabbi Yisai, perhaps, therefore, is the perfect example of real Jewish leadership. It's Jewish leadership without compromise. Ish Yehudi. He doesn't bow down. He is somebody who understands the needs of Klal Yisrael. He understands to be part of Klal Yisrael is the most important thing. He's not going to leave him for a moment. Not for his own good, not for anybody. He doesn't need to leave Klal Yisrael. He's part. Toich Ami Anoichi Yoshavis. I sit there. Mordechai is somebody who, as we discussed over here now, was some, who allowed Klal Yisrael to be themselves, but to train them and to be mechanech them to be proper Klal Yisrael, to behave in the correct way. That perhaps is idea that we started off with. What's Purim? The idea of Purim, of two parts, Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. Yom Kippur, you can manage yourself. It's possible to survive Yom Kippur yourself. You're stuck somewhere in a hotel room, it's shaykh. Yom Kippur, it's shaykh, daven yourself. You can fast. Yeah, you can daven. It may not be as inspiring. It may not be as marvelous. But you're not doing anything which is contrary to Yom Kippur by being in a quiet hotel room by yourself. It is impossible to keep the halachas of Purim correctly by yourself. It's not shaykh. Every single part of the halachas of Purim is dependent upon the kahal. Whether it's the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah has got to be Baroiv Om. That's why you make a shechion. The Ramah says you make a shechion on the second day, or called the mitzvah of Baroiv Om. It's all about bringing together. Seudas Purim yourself would be miserable. Yeah, it's got to be done with kol mishpacha mishpacha, or shevet v'shevet. Everyone brings together. Mishloach manas, impossible. Matanzi v'enim, impossible. And therefore, when we are talking about Purim being like Yom Kippur is focusing on Ben Adam Lamaklim, and Purim is Ben Adam Chaveri. When Ben Adam Chaveri is personified by a person like Mordechai, who cares so much, who gives each person what they need, and brings everyone together to the real Torah, that is why. That is why we celebrate Purim to this extent. Because although we may not be able to reach the levels of Yom Kippur, where related to our Kodesh Baruch in the correct way, we can relate to our people, to our friends in the correct way, but Hashem should give us a lichtiger, freidiger Purim.